Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to 1865, the Nottingham Forest podcast.
Hi there, it's Rich Ferraro here. Now, as you may have noticed, Forest are playing Sheffield United in the Championship playoff semi-finals starting this weekend. And a couple of years ago, in the lockdown, I had a conversation with Stephen Toplis and Maradon the Midlands where we looked over Forest's previous playoff encounters. And of course, we did start off with those games back in 2003. Now, if you're a nervous disposition, we'll give you permission to skip this one. However, we will be back over the weekend with a match report from the first leg and in the week with our review of this home leg against Sheffield United. So do stick with us and come on, you Reds.
I just wanted to spend a bit of time today looking back over Forest's playoff history. And you know what? It's sobering reading. So Forest have been in the playoffs four times. They've played eight matches. They've won one. They've drawn two. They've lost five. They've scored 13 goals and they've conceded 19 goals. I may have got my maths wrong with those goals for and against, but I think we'll agree it's not a great record. Let's start off with Forest's first playoff appearance. It was 2003, and Forest finished sixth in the league under Paul Hart and were drawn against Sheffield United. The first leg was... It was finely balanced, actually, after the first leg. The kind of main points to note, David Johnson scored for Forest. But Forest conceded a goal just a minute or two later to a free kick from Michael Brown. The things that I remember about this match, in the first half, Dean Windass wasn't even booked for a tackle that would basically be a red card now. We went right through the back of Jim Brennan. But right at the end, Michael Dawson was sent off. Stephen, who was the referee that day?
It was one Mark Clattenburg, and it still rankles with me to this day as well that he sent off Michael Dawson, because the Dean Windass one in the first half, compare it to that, it just seems so unfair. So yeah, I've always had a bit of a bee in my bonnet about Mr. Clattenburg ever since. So there you go. Not that I'm bitter or anything.
Well, I mean, I can understand why it was given as a red card. And of course, in today's game, that the Dawson tackle was a red card all day long. But I think, as I say, if you compare it to the Windass tackle that was barely even punished, that's what kind of got me. So Forest appealed the Dawson red card and they lost, unsurprisingly, which meant that John Thompson came into the back four. Now, that was a little bit of a surprise because generally John Olafielder was the other centre-half through a good deal of the season. But the youngster was given his chance in Paul Hart's young team. Now, Maradon the Midlands, would you agree with me if I was to say, I'm going to say this out loud, okay? I've been watching Forest for 30-odd years, and this still ranks as one of the most devastating nights I've ever had, one of the most devastating results I've ever witnessed as a Forest supporter. Would you agree with me?
I absolutely would agree with you. We both watched it together, if you remember. Was it Sports Cafe? Is that what it's called?
Sports Cafe, Sports Bar, something down in that
Island. Glamorous West, not Leicester, London's glamorous West End. And it was packed full of Forest fans actually that night, and it was a really good atmosphere. And we were 2-0 up, and we were dreaming. I think we were booking our tickets for Wembley or Cardiff as it was then. And yeah. To have it snatched away was very devastating, as you say. I remember going into work the next day. I'm not proud of this now, but it felt like somebody had died. I was sat there on my desk, unable to function, just listening to sad songs. I was no use to anybody. My work colleagues were like bringing me cups of tea. And I said, come on, it's just more than this. And I just could not speak. And I've never been as devastated after a football match as I was that night.
And let's go through the details. So as you say, I think after 58 minutes, Forest were two up. David Johnson had scored in the first half, capitalising on a poor clearance and making the most of it. After 58 minutes, a absolutely storming cross from Mathieu Louis-Jean on the right-hand side was volleyed home by Andy Reid. And just like in the first leg, just 2 minutes later, Sheffield United scored. And again, it was Michael Brown with a free kick. Now, something that...
A deflective free kick as well. It wasn't looking.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think it's really worth saying about this match. So that free kick took a big deflection off Forest legend Des Walker. And it completely wrong-footed Darren Ward in goal. And it was a very lucky goal. And then... 8 minutes later, Steve Cabba scored.
Cabba.
He scored the goal of his career. Let's think about what happened there. So there is a punt forward. He kicked it up with one foot and totally bamboozled Des Walker with that. And then is a bit reminiscent of Gazza's goal against Scotland in Euro 96, wasn't it, Stephen?
It was just nowhere near as enjoyable as Gazza's in Euro 96. It's probably me being the partisan Forest fan. I thought his goal and Paul Pesky Salido's were a bit fortunate. But, you know, it was just the way that they clawed themselves back into the game, Sheffield United, deflected free kick straight after we've gone 2-0 up and we're half an hour away from the playoff final. And then Steve Cabba pulls out this volley and it's 2-2 and, you know, we're going into extra time and suddenly Sheffield United have got the momentum with them and the tail's up and, you know, we got ourselves to extra time and that was the opportunity to regroup. But
well, just to interrupt you there, I mean... right, so these playoff matches, it was a bit odd because when I was doing the research for this, it's the first time I've watched any of them since the Knights themselves. Maybe it's just too painful to. And this one, certainly, I've never looked at any of the... I've never looked up the highlights or anything from this one in 17 years. And the Cabba goal, yeah, Cabba was a substitute. And then Paul Pesci Solido came on as a substitute in extra time. In the meantime, just as we got into the last 10 minutes, Sheffield United had a young lad playing at centre-half called Phil Jagielka. I wonder what happened to him. And he came up with an absolutely amazing tackle when David Johnson was through on goal, and he hit it every chance it would have gone in, and Jagielka just came up with a block out of nowhere, which took us into extra time. And Pesce Solido, scourge of Forest, it was a punt upfield, and Pesce Solido had the ball, and what was noticeable is that he had fresh legs, and Forest looked really tired, Maradon, the Midlands.
I was going to say, that's what I'm similar to you. I've never looked at these playoff matches ever again. And I completely blocked out most of the memories. I couldn't remember anything about the games until I looked them up on these last few days. And so it was a surprise to see the Steve Cabba goal and the Pesce Solido goal. They were, in their own way, they were good goals, but they did come from sort of having too much space, and the Forest players looked like their legs had gone at the end of that match, and Sheffield United were fresher.
And as you alluded to, Maradon, the Midlands, you know, we were both living down south at the time, and we went to a few matches in the metropolis and in the environs. And I remember you and I, we went to the Easter Monday game away at Reading, where Paul Hart did make a few team changes, but the team had lost a lot of momentum in that last quarter of the season, hadn't they? And I think they were leggy.
They were, yeah. Looking at the form before the playoffs, they had gone off the boil slightly, and they weren't playing as sort of as well as they had done. But even so, that was, I mean, that Andy Reid second goal, it was a blinding goal.
Yeah,
and it's the story of the playoffs all the way through, really. Just unable to keep hold of a lead, unable to kill a game off, unable to keep possession. If there's one lesson that we're going to learn going through every match, it's we sort of threw it away ourselves many times just with our inability to keep possession and just kill teams off.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Of course, one of the things that was notable about Paul Hart's team is it was Paul Hart's young team. You know, we had the average age of the team really wasn't that high. And then by bringing in Thompson, when he could have brought in Hjelder, who was an experienced, burly centre-half, that was another decision that Hart made to put his faith in youth. Now, having said that, we also had the oldest man on the pitch. Des Walker was 38, 39 years old at the time. And as I said, he was unfortunate in that he went to block the Michael Brown free kick and it deflected in. He got bamboozled by Cabba's flick and got beaten for that second goal. And then possibly... As if he needed anything to cap the heartbreak, for Des to score another crucial own goal while playing for the Reds. That's heartbreaking. And let's just finish off what happened in the match. So that was a late own goal from Des. That was in the 117th minute, and that made it 4-2, and that effectively ended the match. But then 2 minutes later, Robert Page, the opposing skipper, he scored an own goal after Darren Huckabee put the ball into the danger area. And then Forrest could still actually have equalised in stoppage time at the end of 120 minutes when Mathieu Louis-Jean got his head on the ball. And you just think, oh gosh, if Marlon Harewood had still been on the pitch, or if it had been Huckabee or Johnson getting on the end of that ball, who knows? So a couple of things that are worth noting about this. Firstly, I never realised until very, very recently when a Guardian journalist who supports Sheffield United was saying that this was one of his most memorable matches ever. And it has gone down in championship history as being one of the all-time great playoff matches. But Sheffield United fans were delighted that Dez was turned inside out because he used to play for Wednesday. I never knew that. Did you, Stephen?
No, it's a bit of a coincidence, isn't it? But yeah, it's, you know, it was just such a devastating night for Dez, really. Of all the players on the pitch, he didn't deserve to be on the receiving end of an own goal and deflected free kicks going in off him. And he'd been so good at that season. And you do wonder what would have happened on the night had Forrest been able to play Dawson and Walker, the first choice pairing at centre-half, whether Forrest would have been stronger defensively and managed to hold out. That's something we'll never know. But for this, for a first kind of foray into the playoffs, this was absolutely devastating. It was just complete roller coaster football to be 30 minutes away from a playoff final and then flying when Andy Reid scores to suddenly crashing back down to earth how we did. It was heartbreaking. And then knowing what came next, where, you know, we couldn't keep that team together and players started to move on and we didn't keep Darren Huckabee, for example, for the following season. And that team broke up and it just, yeah, that team just should have gone up and consolidated and, you know, the story would have been very different.
Married on the Midlands, we're talking about devastation and heartbreak. And we were watching it in that sports bar in London and the night ended with David Johnson and Dez Walker in tears on the camera. And we were with my flatmate at the time, who was Spanish, who's a Real Madrid fan. And even he started crying when he saw David Johnson bawling his eyes out on the pitch. And you talked about your experience of going to work the next day. I went to work the next day and even the Leicester fan at work, never mind all the Londoners, they were all just, oh my God, you're so unlucky. And it really added to the feeling that, oh, it could have been. And if the away goals rule existed in the playoffs, Forrest would have been through in this game, you know.
Yeah, I mean, is that sort of wide-eyed youthful optimism we had, I think. And just, we had sort of a moral superiority that during that season, because we played such brilliant football in the poor part. We used to lord it over fans of other clubs. Like, yeah, of course, well, we play almost total football with Paul Hart. We brought the players in from the youth team. They've grown up together and we passed it around and it's complete possession football. And we were so full of ourselves in a way, but rightfully so. We were an amazing team and it was the loss of that potential, the breakup of the team and just the moral victory it would have had for having a team that wasn't put together with millions and millions of pounds. It was just, everything seemed to be going in the right direction and it seemed particularly cruel for it to sort of fall away like that in the last few minutes.
Absolutely. So I think we can agree that was, it could have all been so different and it was so, I mean, I can't use any other word other than devastating, not just because we were younger then, but I think that really was the big chance for Forest to re-establish themselves after a few years out of the Premier League under this manager who had worked so much magic at Forest and the players who'd come through the system. And yet, it, as you said, Stephen, it just wasn't to be.
Thanks for joining us. Let's hope for better fortunes this time with Steve Cooper's Mighty Reds. We'll have our match reports in your feeds very, very soon.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
Chumba.
The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.